Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show with Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. Today is Questions with the Queen, episode number 56. It has been a year and 4 weeks that I have been giving you guys an answer to a question that I run across. I'm super excited about that and just happy to have the opportunity to share with you guys. Today's question was from a viewer, actually, of a radio show that I had recently. Actually, a listener. I guess it would be not a viewer. But at any rate, it was a question from a radio show listener. And the question was, how do you define success? And, you know, when I think about success, it's so interesting. It is super interesting because one of the things that I know without a shadow of a doubt is that many times we think that success is what everybody else deems success is. But what I found is you have got to figure out what success is for you, because many times that might change. For me, success has totally changed in the last 10 years since I've been in business. And what I realized is it had to be more near and dear to my heart. It had to be more near and dear to what I believed and what I believed was possible and what I wanted for myself. One of the things that I've noticed about me is many times I can be so excited about something and so excited about what someone else has and not really realizing whether it's for me or not, if that makes any sense. What I figured out is sometimes it's not for me. Sometimes it's not for me at all. Sometimes it's really for me to learn something from someone and then develop my own plan. So what I figured out about success is it has to be driven by your needs, desires, and wants. And it has to be driven not only by your needs, desires, and wants, it really has to be driven by what you see your future to be. Because I venture to believe that success is something that we think is still coming. We may not even think that we have success right now. But what I figured out is you can have success in your everyday life. You really can. What you've got to do is figure out what makes you happy. Wow, what makes you tick? And when you figure that out, success can be really right around the corner. I know for me, I'm at a stage in my life where success is really being able to relax and not have to worry about money, being able to it really just helps others succeed more than I've ever seen myself succeed even. That is so important to me, something that I definitely want to experience and be others be a part of it with me. So, so important. And I see this on a daily basis. I see this being played out in so many ways. I see this just really coming into my life at a time where I just really need the confirmation from just my own, you know, what's going on in my own life, and just really knowing that, okay, Cheryl, you have really got to get this thing together. You have really got to do some things differently. You've really just got to do some things that you wouldn't normally do and be okay with that, you know. So I think about that in so many ways, and I think about it in so many different aspects in life that, oh, my goodness, it's important. It is super important that we have just really good ideas and good opportunities to hang out with others, good ideas, good opportunities to define our life, good ideas and good opportunities to just really, you know, just really put a plan on paper. And I just still believe that when you write things down, things will be so much better for you, and really you will really see a difference in your life when you write things down. So I just tell you, if you want to define success, don't let it be that success is defined through someone else. let it be that your success is defined through yourself, you know. Let it be that your success is defined through what you give to others. Let it be defined through what you want to see happen in your own life. Don't allow someone else's success rule you. Don't allow someone else saying, oh, we need to make $1 million, we need to do this, we need to do that. No, you figure out what success is for you. Success for you may just be $100,000, you know. Success for you may be $500,000. I don't know. And I don't know if you want success in terms of what you do on a monthly basis, a yearly basis, or in your lifetime, you know? So don't let other people define what success means for you. You make your own decision. Don't go with the crowd on this one. Really put some thought into it. Really, I have a number in my head that every month I want to make. Have I made that in the past? Yes, I have. Have I made that lately? Absolutely not. But you know what? That's my success point. And the reason I set my success point there is because I know I've done it before, so I know I can do it again. So that's what I encourage you. If you know that you, and my success is not $1 million a year, you guys, it's really not. So many times people, oh, you need to make $10,000 a month. Oh, you need to make $100,000 a month. No, you figure out what that is for you. What is comfort to you? What is something that you're able to do everything that you could imagine and really be happy? That's the number that I want you to go for on a monthly basis. And really figure out a plan that you could get there. Figure out what you need to do in order to get to that plan. And when you figure that out, be so clear of how you're going to get that. Be so clear of how that can come through the door. See, many times we think that our fame and fortune can just come one way. I know that fame and fortune can come a number of ways. We've just got to be open to everything that's going on. We've just got to be open to everything that we see, everything that we experience. We've just got to be open. And when we're open, things will change. Things will be different for us. But if we're not open, things are not going to change. And I'll be the first to tell you that I will, you know, it's not easy doing certain things. But here's what I know. When we make a conscious decision that, hey, things are going to change in our life, things will change. So I just encourage you to figure out what success is for you and get it. And be about it, definitely. Definitely just be about it. Just be so diligent about it. Just be so true to what you need and what you want in your life. And just know that, okay, this I can have this. This can come to me. You know, this is not a pie in the sky type of situation. My success can come to me. So when you determine that your success can come to you, really figure out what that looks like, you know, definitely. And when you figure out what it looks like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just get to work doing what you know needs to be done. And when you get to work doing what you know needs to be done, everything else will work itself out. So this is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with the Questions with the Queen, episode number 56. I hope you have gotten some type of value from this. I know that, goodness, there's so much going on right now that you could benefit from and that you could, you know, really be a part of. So I just encourage you to get the things that you want right now. Get on your success track. Whatever that looks like for you, just be about that. Just be so clear about what you want right now and how you want things to show up in your life. And when you do, things will make a difference. It will be a huge difference in your life when you just decide, okay, this is what I want to manifest. This is what I want to see happen in my life. When you make those type of decisions, things will change for you. So have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.